If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I actually just thought of that the other day.
I was like, I feel like shit should not be a curse word because poop. It's just such a bad,
yeah, like... Yeah, I don't like the way it sounds.
Like, I just, I hate it.
And one of my kids at school, whenever he needs to go to the bathroom, he says, I need to wee-wee and poop.
I need to... I don't like poop.
And it's so funny because he has...
Dookie I'll take, but not poop.
He has, like, the little kid voice. He's like, I need to wee-wee. I need to wee-wee. And I'm like, go to the bathroom. Just go.
You can go. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
I was real bad at that for quite a long time.
Why is mine 5 pages and yours is 2?
Because you're presenting today. I'm not.
Hold the.
Hers is never very long. Hell, the last two, she got me to read them.
You read the whole thing.
I might need to reread it.
So you'll realize that between Shane and Emily, Kim kind of has a kink for abuse. I think she likes it a little because she surrounds herself by it. A little bit of a sadist. I'm just saying, check for a ball gag. You know, whenever she does pass, maybe you not be the one that goes through her drawers.
Oh, she's already told me that I have to be the one to do it.
I told my best friend, I was like, don't you let my mother and my brother. You do it.
Your hair looks nice.
I did. Oh, wait. I think I sent it to the wrong printer. Sorry. So, Brady keeps... sorry, Dave. Brady keeps my stuff in his, like, bedside table, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I told him, I said, you know, once our kid can walk...
We gotta do something.
We gotta find a new hiding spot.
We gotta do something. And you gotta... Especially with children, you have to hide it in something that would not interest them at all. Like, the most boring container that's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Is that taxes?
One of our, in our dressers, the top 4 drawers have like locks. So I said, we can put it there.
Oh, yeah. Those were always the most mysterious thing. Anything growing up that your parents had that was locked. And you're like, I know I'll never see in this, but I want to know what's in it. What is it? I was real bad. My dad had a closet in one of his bedrooms, and that's where the furnace was. But it was behind like a fake wall that could be removed. And I thought it was like... I'm like, what is he hiding? And that's how I broke the furnace trying to.
Do you want me to pass it to Dave? Yeah.
Oh, that thing's heavy.
She thick.
I have a MacBook Air, so it's like half the size of that.
What I have, and it's nice and light.
Mm-hmm.
I have some things uploading because I couldn't get them to upload at home.
So
I'll keep an eye on that too. All right. So those of you that have not noticed, you do not hear Shane's voice. Hear somebody else.
Shane's on vacay.
We're already recording.
We have been.
We have been for like 5, 6 minutes. We start that way, you know, it gives us options on a comfortable place to start it.
Yeah.
In the edit.
So since
you're very comfortable.
So since Shane's not
Shane
here.
Shane does that to us all the time.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He'll be recording and we're walking in. We're like, God, now I got to go take a dump, Lord. And then we won't know until he's like, we've been recording since before you got here. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So for our wonderful listeners out there, my wonderful daughter coming to see us today.
Yes. Hi, Emily.
And she's gonna,
hi, Josh.
She's going to give us a little mystery and she'd spend the day with us for a while. And that way you guys get a, yeah, I mean, you hear me talk about her all the time. So now you'll get a chance to meet her.
As you can tell by her shirt, she is preggers.
I am.
Due in January with a little baby girl. Little baby girl. So excited.
I am very excited.
I always mourn when someone has a boy. I'm like, more men in the world.
Oh. So that means you either have to announce that it's a girl before this comes out.
Oh, sorry. This, either, I keep forgetting.
Either
we've
that,
known for such a long time. I'm like, yeah, it's got to be common knowledge. Just beep it. It's a beep.
Yeah, I can post it.
Okay.
I'll be, what, 18 weeks?
I mean, this tomorrow? Won't go out until the September, I think. The first part of September.
Oh, well, perfect yeah, then.
You still have-
because I wanted to wait to announce until after my anatomy scan, which is at the end of August.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, that'll be fine.
Perfect timing.
Yep.
Less editing for you, Kim.
Yeah. So we're having a girl. Yay!
Yay!
Her name's going to be Emberly Jane.
I love that. That's so cute.
I think it's cute, too.
It sounds like, and I mean this in the most respectful way, because I love them, and like a, not an old person name, but like a old name.
Yes.
Like, it sounds like something a little like Victorian, medieval.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Emberly.
I think it's very unique. I've never heard anybody with the name.
I never have either. And it's a unique name I like.
I've heard Ember.
Like Apple.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Ember, but I've never heard Emberly. And somebody that I was talking to, when I was getting my hair cut yesterday, B knows somebody that their name's Emberly. Oh. And that's the first I've been ever.
Should
heard
I explain
of that.
The sentiment behind it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, as many of you know, I'm sure, I have an older sister named Amber. And I was watching a TV show one time, and the main character's name was Amberly. And I was like, that is so cool. I've never heard it, and I've always said my firstborn daughter would be named after my sister. I am pregnant. I have pregnancy hormones, so if I tear up, mind your business.
And she's Kim's daughter, so tears could come at any
time. Anytime.
But growing up, I always looked so much like my sister that I was always compared to her, and I didn't want to name my child Amberly, and then them, because for short, they would probably call her Amber.
Right.
And that, I felt like, would be too much for us, and
yeah.
I didn't want to put that on her. So I decided one day, Emberly. So it's a mix between Emily, Amber, and Kimberly.
I love that. That's so cute. Oh, I'll cry. No, no, I don't do that.
And she didn't realize, Jane is after somebody on Brady's side.
Jane is my husband's mom's middle name.
So Emberly Jane.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. I didn't realize that it was hers, but it's also your dad's grandmother's middle name.
And it passes Southern Meemaw test for a name. Amberly Jane, you get your butt back in this house right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we decided middle name because obviously we already had a boy name picked out too, which I love. And I hope one day we can use it. If we have a boy ever, his name will be Bodie Allen because Ooh. Allen is a family middle name for Brady. So all of the men on Brady's dad's side of the family, I want to say it is. Their middle name is Allen, and they all spell it differently. So Brady's is spelled A-L-Y-N.
Okay.
So if we ever have a boy, we'll just add an extra L, and it'll be A-L-L-Y-N.
I love that. She's so convenient.
Like, I know.
Some people, they're just like, I don't know, pick something. Yep.
Well,
like,
I had Amber's name picked out when I was in the 7th grade.
Oh, Lord.
I always knew what my first daughter's name would be.
See, I do that with dogs. Mm-hmm. My next dog's going to be Bitsy Von Muffling.
I love that.
Itsy Bitsy.
Yeah, so we decided middle names. We wanted to have a family significance.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's cute, Emily. Oh,
thanks.
So glad you picked a good name because you never know. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people. God, mm-hmm. I'm like, how are you going to let a kid walk through life with that on the name?
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Hey, Josh, remember last time when we recorded this light? Automatically popped on right after we started talking about Amber. So I have to tell you what happened on my birthday.
Oh, God.
Oh, good. This is so good.
So Amber. Now, we've been talking about Amber.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Em and I and Brady, and then my aunt and uncle, we all went to Texas Roadhouse for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Of course. That's where you go.
That's where you go. And
to
there
order
was
a 6-inch steak.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Little
the last time we did that for my birthday, I accidentally ordered a 6-inch steak instead of a 6-ounce steak.
Oh.
And I've never lived it down. Anyway.
Gotta love 6 inches.
Anyway, we went to Texas Road. There was quite a few people that had birthdays there. Mm-hmm. I will not tell them
it's my birthday. I'll go there.
When we got there, they're like, oh, don't worry. We didn't tell them that was your birthday. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
I'll leave. I'll get up and walk out.
And I'm like, that's perfect. Thank you so much. Well, somebody right down from us, they had a birthday and they had come out and sang to them.
God.
So our waitress walked over and she says, are you sure there's no birthdays here today? And I'm like, Amber. If that wasn't her, I don't know what was.
We all looked at each other and we were like, we didn't say anything. And the waitress is like,
she's tapping her on the shoulder. It's it.
Mm-hmm. She's like, wait, you really have a birthday? And we were like, this one over here.
Yeah. So they come and sang with me. She asked me, how old are you? I said, 29.
29.
She said, yeah, you are.
Every day. No, if it's my birthday and I'm out eating, even a week or before or after my birthday, and I hear, hey, everybody. Nope, I'm running. Nope. Well, Roadhouse, they shine the light on you. They used to put you on the saddle.
Yeah, they don't even shine the light anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Thank God. I hated that. They're like, get up on the saddle, fatty. It was back when I was heavy and had titties and was gay as hell. I'm like, I don't want people to look at me here. This is where all the people that hate me eat. I just love the rolls.
You're ridiculous.
And I can't say no to putting salty nuts in my mouth, and they just have an abundance.
Can you believe Shane is in Florida without us?
I know, for a week. He's going to be sunburned.
Yeah.
I texted him yesterday. I was like, put on sunscreen. We're too old to not have sunscreen. I wear it every day now on my face.
I can't believe they took the dogs.
It's a lot. I don't even like to drive with my dog just because she wants to be held. And I'm like, get off. It's summer. Get away from me.
Yeah. I asked him yesterday how they were doing. Well, poor Ruby. She has car sickness. So she's been sick a few times. And I'm like, oh, poor thing.
He should have given one to each of us to watch. Both might be a little excessive because then we'd both have three dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we want a piece. We could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him.
I have a 90-pound dog.
Oh,
yeah.
And
he's
we,
big boy.
Boone.
We lived in Chicago for, wow, that Chicago.
Chicago.
Accent
really we lived in Chicago. Even the hands.
We lived in Chicago for a year, year and a half.
Boys Town.
So we drove home all the time. Well, when Boone was a puppy, he was tiny. He was a little guy. When we got him, he weighed 8 pounds.
Oh my God.
So he...
That's how much my dog weighs cold ground.
He would like just lay under the air vent the whole time and just sleep. Well, then he eventually got too big to do that. And he did not like riding in the back. And then he developed car sickness.
Oh.
Well, one time we were on our way home. We stopped in Maryville to get dinner. And I had gone inside to use the bathroom, and I come back out, and my husband is standing outside the truck, wiping himself.
Oh, no.
Boone walked up to him, like, because he didn't feel good.
Right.
And he didn't mean to.
Right. You can't be mad at him.
He just wanted attention, and he burped, and the burp was not a burp.
So
that trip home didn't exactly turn out. We decided we're just turning around and going back home.
Let's get some Febreze on the way.
So we learned very quickly. We lined the whole truck in puppy pads.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep. And we never really rode home together. We would always drive separately because I don't handle puke. Even dog puke, I can't do it. So my poor husband would be stuck with Boone and I'd be in my car living my best life.
Texting them, having fun.
Luckily, your car didn't take much gas to get back and forth. So.
No. And my car, I drove a Kia Forte, so it was small.
Oh, yeah.
So two fully grown adults and a 90-pound dog, that wasn't happening. Mm-mm. So,
no.
Maybe. But he surprisingly does better in the car because he doesn't have as much room to roam.
Less. Like my dog, to feel safe, she'll go in her little kennel. I think like being closed in a little bit, they're like, okay, I'm safe now.
Yep. So the Forte is now Boone's transportation mode. Anytime he's got to go to the vet or the groomer, That's what car he rides in.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you, Kim. You don't have a tight, closed-in space, so no man who feels safe with you.
I have all the men I need in my basement. Thank you. That's a big joke about men being in my basement.
Yeah.
She got a slew of them, mm-hmm. and she won't share. She's a selfish lover, and mm-hmm. we learned that she has a kink. Because Emily and, you know, your guys' relationship is very playful and not mean in any way, but you're just very like, you dumbass, yeah. you know. It's same with Shane. You have similar, and we discovered that Kim must have a degradation kink or something similar, because she just surrounded the two most loved people in her life. How's your mom talk to you? She's
nice to me.
Grandma would never.
Yeah, Grandma would never.
You dumb. But.
No. I have to be nice to my mom around Grandma because I don't think she would understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all got to do that.
Yeah. It really depends on the situation on how she does treat me, because if we're out in public, she's nice to me. You know, she doesn't. But boy, if it's just me and her, she just lets me have it.
I'm laying into her.
Mm-hmm. You got to. Got to keep them on their toes.
Hey, it's been just the two of us for.
Oh, my God. Just
13, 14 mm-hmm. years now.
Well, the way I see it is the person who gave birth to me is, you know, everybody else you have to put on like social mm-hmm. manners. And you know,
she has to love gotta, me no matter yeah. what.
You're just getting it how it comes. No substitutions.
I hope my daughter and I can have a very similar relationship to my
mother. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Good.
Uh-oh. It's all about the time and the place.
Oh, yeah.
We've already discussed about how spoiled poor Ember's going to be.
Oh, she's the firstborn grandchild on both sides.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be spoiled, but you're also, I see you now where I see them nails just, don't even put it down. We ain't having this. Nope. Come here.
Working with littles, I already have my mom voice down. I got the mom right. look.
Well, and I know a lot of new moms, especially, they kind of get bullied by like the other women they're around mm-hmm. in the family. Like, oh, you need to do this. You're going to do this.
Unsolicited advice.
Yes, mm-hmm. and belly touching. Ugh. And I can see you being like, don't touch me. I'm not doing that. That's stupid. Like,
I am not a fan of being touched.
No.
She doesn't.
Nobody is.
Touching pregnant bellies has always given me the ick.
Strangers.
It always has given me the ick. Like Anna, whenever she's been pregnant, I would walk up to her and I'd poke her belly. And I said, okay, there's your belly touch yep. for the day. Boop. Like, I don't know what it is, but like walking up and like just setting your hand on my stomach, I can handle that. But when you rub,
let me feel it.
It's so weird. Like,
I've had friends of mine in the past, like they'll be pregnant at the grocery store and a strange old lady will just come up and start touching her stomach.
Yeah.
I would love for an old lady to touch my stomach. I don't give a fuck.
Get the hell off of me.
I don't care who you are. You're not touching me like that. At least ask first.
What a precious gift. Mm-hmm. You want to pull.
Don't touch me.
Touch me.
We've already talked about how she's going to act and stuff because, boy, with doing the job that I do, you see people come in there with the kids and they just don't pay any attention.
Oh, yeah.
They'll run around like banshees. And every time somebody like that comes in, I'll tell Emily, Ember is not going to act like that.
Never.
You guys knew how to act. And all I had to do was whisper in their mm-hmm. ear, you want to go to the car? And they knew if they didn't straight up, they were going to get a beating.
It's mm-hmm. so easy with just one child. Like my godson is going to be 14 and he is just the best teenage boy on the planet. He's so calm and quiet and polite. Like, because he had me and both of his parents, like, we ain't doing this shit. Like, you know,
we don't play that game.
Yeah. But I was texting his mom yesterday. I was like, you know, he really got to experience like a childhood because up to a year ago, his grandma asked him to make her a cup of ice water. And he was like, how do I do that? Like, he had never, I was like, hey, clue, the ingredients are the name. You know, try that. Add cup. I was like, maybe we should start teaching him how to cook a little. Like, ice
water? He's got to take care of himself yeah. one day.
How do you make ice water? I was like,
You know how long I tried to get her to let me teach her how to cook? To at least cook a few meals. She would never, ever let me teach her how to cook. She didn't learn until she was moved out and in Chicago with her husband.
Yeah. Ooh, mom didn't have a choice.
When I lived by myself, I would either just grab something because it was cheaper than right. getting mm-hmm. a whole fridge of groceries to
cooking
let it go
back.
For
one person.
Yeah. Or like I would cook the easy stuff that I know, like smoked sausage. How do you mess up smoked sausage? Like stuff like that, or like the frozen, like stir fry from Aldi. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the little bag stuff. PF Chang's.
Yes, the easy stuff. But when I moved to Chicago, I learned real quick. Pinterest was my best friend.
I started in kindergarten, but I was a, I'm not going to ask if I can do this. I'm just going to watch them and then do it tomorrow before they wake up type of child.
That's not always a good idea.
Oh, I know. I'm thankfully
ask for
nothing
forgiveness,
ever.
Not permission.
Yeah. I started with scrambled eggs and I thought I was fancy because grandma made fried bologna in the circle and I cut mine into strips. So I'm like, ooh. So yes, I've been gay my whole life because this was kindergarten. Oh, Lord.
Ridiculous.
Well, Emily, I heard you have a 5-page mystery for us.
It's forever long.
They were printing them, and she was like, why is mine 5 pages and Kim's is 2? You do this what? Professionally?
Mm-hmm. This is not my job.
But see, she got me to read her last 2. Frankly, I enjoyed it immensely. It was hilarious.
Yes, it's a lot of fun to listen to him read them. It is a real fun.
I do voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it is a lot of fun.
And say the words
correctly. He will always do mine from now on. I got news for him. He will.
I don't mind. I enjoy it. And especially doing it without having to write one, because I have no idea what it's about. So I'm like, let's see.
I can't take credit. My dear mommy, she wrote this for me.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Lord help us.
I knew. She has been so sick, and I'm just like, I'm just going to go ahead and do one for her, send it to her. That way, you know, if she doesn't feel good and doesn't want to go, I know you already had one made up and I had a spare that I could have done my next one. So I wasn't too worried about it. So I just done it for her.
For our next one, I'd like to do it because I was writing it last night and this morning and I did not know until I was writing it that it happened today in like history.
Oh, really?
But like 100 years ago. But today, August 10th. I was like, August 10th, 1900. What's the date? Hey!
How long is it?
Not very long, no.
If it's not very long, we could put it with Dave's.
Okay, that would work.
Yeah, we'll just do 2 that day.
Perfect.
Because I don't think it's very long either.
Give him a little something extra for CrimeCon while we're there.
Speaking of CrimeCon, I'm going to say this right now because this will be going out.
She's not going to have underwear on the whole time we're there.
This will be going out. This will be out to our Patreons on Friday that we are at CrimeCon.
Yeah, so if you're there, come see us.
Yes, come see us. And if you're not a Patreon, you don't hear this until Tuesday. Save your pennies for next
year. We're home. We're home already. Yep. We got home last night. We're sleeping. Yeah. Well,
probably because it's
they announced our live episode of Mystery Inc. So will be excited. Sunday the 9th. I don't have the location yet. Somewhere. You'll be able to hear us.
It's in the studio. They have just a specific studio for everybody that does their live things there.
Yeah. So if you're there, come be in the audience. Sit with us.
It was what, 9 a.m.?
Yes, 9 a.m.
Yeah. That is if we're going to be awake.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I'll have to stay up. I'll be... Hey, man, welcome to Colorado.
We've already warned everybody. It's a legal state. It's a legal state. Don't judge us.
Well, it goes with mystery podcast too, because I'm like, we got Shaggy over here. Jinkies.
That's yes. True.
So thank you to my mom for writing this for me, because I was not feeling very well yesterday.
She's had a little bit of the Mernin sickness.
Yes, the Mernin sickness.
She's had a lot of that.
A lot of it. And I started work this past week. I went back to school.
Oh,
my first year with the littles.
Kindergarten or daycare?
Preschool.
Ooh. So before they got a hold of their bout, before they learn everything.
Thankfully, all of mine are potty trained.
Oh, thank God.
Because technically I'm pre-K. So next year they'll be going into kindergarten.
All of them in your room?
Most of them. Mm.
There's a couple dummies that are there twice. Hey. I'm just kidding though.
Oh my goodness.
They might have had to take the course twice, but
special. Yeah, so I went back to work, and I don't know if any of you out there are educators, but being an educator and being pregnant, not for the faint of heart.
All the little kids.
Not for the faint
of
heart.
I have questions.
The amount of times I've heard teacher this past week, teacher.
Oh God.
Yeah, teacher. Buddy. They're still learning. We're so still learning. Cute. I'm learning. This is my first year.
Yep. Last year, she had the babies.
Yep. Last year, I was in the daycare.
It's so cute. I love it for other people. I love kids. They're just so precious and, just so
It definitely good. Takes a special heart to be able to do this full-time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But give me old people. They're old ones that are like kids, but they can't move around.
I'm the opposite. I don't give me any of the old people.
I love them. They're immobile. Put them in their chair.
She's worked at another school at one point that she did.
I was with special needs kids for 3 years. I loved that job. I loved that job.
That would be nice.
I could see her going back to that.
I loved that job. Yeah, funny enough, that the position that I had there, they were hiring last year when I got hired in at the daycare. And I was really sad because it came out after I had already been hired. And me, the person I am, once I commit, I'm doing it. Right. I'm not getting out. I'm very driven like that. That was really upsetting. But maybe one day it'll be in my cards to get back into that direction of things. Maybe I'll go back to school and finish getting my degree. I have my associates, but who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. God, nope. When I was your age, I had plans that are completely different. I never thought, I'd be doing a podcast with my brother and Kim about, mysteries, cryptids, and Mothman's thick, juicy ass. Have you seen it, Emily?
No.
There's a statue of Mothman
Pennsylvania?
Virginia, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Wherever the legend is from, but there's a big metal statue, and whatever artist made it gave him just the thickest cakes, just a wham! So when people go visit, they go and...
Yeah, rub his buttocks.
Rub it for luck. Someone put a tramp stamp on it.
Do you have a tramp stamp, Josh?
No, I just have two tattoos so far.
I feel like you could rock a tramp stamp.
I'd do a whale tail, but not a tramp stamp. I'll rock a whale tail here and there. They're back in style. They came back in.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Low-rise jeans and a whale tail.
I don't even know what a whale tail is.
When you wear a thong, low-rise jean.
Okay. Yeah.
In my head, every time I see one, that's what happens. Literally.
Can you do that again for me?
I speak well. Me and Dory.
All right, Dory.
Yes, yeah, that's about to say. You need to go be with Dory. What's that whale's name?
I'm not sure if it had a name.
I don't think the whale had a name.
The whale shark in the second one did, but yes. I'm not sure what its name was.
I'm just picturing it.
Now, anytime she sees somebody doing that, she go
it's
bust fun. Out laughing.
Because I laugh every time. I'll be like, whale tail.
Oh, goodness. All right. Do I have to go first?
Yeah. Okay. You're the only one that has one today.
We do one
I'm
a day.
For
we do
and one gigs. A day. Why am shits I the one gigs. Being?
You want me to read it for you? Yeah. I don't mind.
You read it.
I'm used to reading Kim's writing anyway.
I'm here for the laughs.
Ooh, the Bermuda Triangle.
We've never done that one, right?
I might have. I'm not sure.
I don't think
if we did. I did. It was in the beginning.
Yeah, if we did,
I think it was even before you joined us. And I don't mind repeating topics because two different people researching the same thing, they're going to find completely different.
And I've never been here.
Yeah.
And I've never got my opinion.
That's true.
I feel like if it's been over a year, it's okay to cover a topic.
I don't know that we have.
Maybe we find out more information.
Yes.
Yep. Never know.
Well, the sea has always been a place of mystery. It can cradle you with calm waters or swallow you whole. Kim, without warning. Is this about me? Waters and swallowing whole? Lord. There's one stretch of ocean that has captured imaginations like no other, and it's called the Bermuda Triangle, or others call it the Devil's Triangle. So I'm going to start calling that today. Oh, her Lord. Little whisker biscuit, the Devil's Triangle. Don't touch it. I'll bite you. The triangle drawn between Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico.
That's how I always say Puerto Rico, too. That's it. You're like supposed when to. I read it, like that's just how it comes out.
Puerto Rico. A region where, for decades, stories have been told of ships and planes vanishing without a trace. But ghosted. Some say it's science. Some say it's supernatural. I told you about these S's.
My bad.
Others say it ain't nothing at all. For the next few minutes, we'll journey into history, sift through strange disappearances, hear from skeptics and believers, and explore why the legend refuses to sink. Buckle up, because the waters ahead can get unpredictable.
Boy,
I love it.
They.
It's my name.
Boy, are they unpredictable.
Maybe I should take that back.
I forgot to bring my top in.
The Bermuda Triangle's legend didn't emerge from ancient maps or centuries of sailors' tales. It's surprisingly modern. September 17th, 1950, the Miami Herald, journalist Edward Van Winkle Jones, ain't that a name, publishes a short piece noting unusual disappearances in the waters east of Florida. It's enough to spark curiosity, but not yet obsession. I like that cologne. I think that's the one if you are around lions or tigers, they'll attack you.
Oh, really?
Tigers and bears. Oh my! Thanks, guys.
Oh, got you. 2 years later, George X. Sand... Write Sea Mystery. Okay, it's an author. I'm like, what a name. Write Sea Mystery at Her Back Door for Fate magazine. This time, the mysterious area gets a shape. A watery triangle with three points. Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. Every time. George Sand's list of disappearances reads like a ghost fleet. The Sandra, a tramp steamer that vanished without distress call. A small fishing boat carrying jockey Albert Snyder, gone. The Star Tiger and Star Ariel, British passenger planes that never made it to their destination. And the most famous, Flight 19. See, I remember you do front and back. December 5th, 1945, five U.S. Navy torpedo bombers depart Fort Lauderdale on a training mission. At first, it's routine. Then the radio chatter turns strange. We cannot be sure of any direction.
We cannot be sure of any direction. Everything is wrong. Strange. The ocean doesn't look as it should.
It says that, and like it has me thinking, what does it look like?
Right. Like,
what do you mean it doesn't look like it should? Right.
Does it look like sand?
Is it dry?
Is it grassy? Like, it don't look right. It's water. It changes. You never saw it?
Is there like a big, like, what are those things called?
Whirlpool.
Like a, yeah.
That would be scary. Ooh.
I feel like when I imagine the Bermuda Triangle, like, I feel like it's like something like that's just like sucking everything down.
Yeah. That would.
Yeah,
when I picture the Bermuda Triangle, I feel like you're out on the ocean, it's wavy, and then once you cross into it, like the water would just be like glass flat. Like, and then like a whirlpool or something. Yeah. You're just sailing on and all of a sudden just
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that would suck. Getting flushed down a toilet.
But would you remember it? Because everything just disappears like right away. Like, would you remember or are you like I mean, I don't want this to be morbid, but like, are you dead on impact of the Bermuda Triangle?
You would drown. I don't know a lot about them, but I know it's like an underwater tornado and it can be very long. So even where the hole that pulls you down, where it begins can be like a vast distance away. So you could just be like, kind of like, you know how like wormholes on space movies where they're like, you know, they
travel.
I'm not
a movie gal. I don't really like to watch movies. They can't hold my interest.
Oh, I'm a nerd. Or a Star Trek. That's a show, ain't it? No.
Like it is a wormhole. A show.
You can go from one entrance and then just instantly be teleported somewhere else. Yeah, that's why they're so dangerous, because they pull you down and it's such a strong current. You're just instantly at the bottom of the ocean.
That's
good
crazy.
Luck swimming up. That's why I'm like, I ain't going in the ocean. I'll go to about like here. And I'm like, okay, deep enough.
Yeah.
Anything past this is too big for me. Sharks.
Ever since we all went to Florida.
Yeah.
I never realized, I don't know why, but like the little sand bugs.
Sea fleas.
I never noticed them until that trip. And now I like can't be on the sand without like looking down and seeing them and freaking myself out.
It freaks
out.
How they, every time a wave comes up, they come out and then they disappear. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember, story time, do you remember when we went down there with Maya and you and I and Shane went to the beach?
Yes. And the video of, okay, this that was so funny. This big, I can say ass, right?
Yeah.
This big ass wave came and took Shane down.
Oh, shit.
6'9" man, just down. Ooh. Okay. I'm sitting here cracking up because
I was laughing so hard. I was sitting in the beach.
I was in the water too. I don't know how I'm still standing at this point because he's like trying to get up, but waves keep coming and like just knocking him down.
It gets hard.
Yes. He was farther out than you were. You were just like ankle deep and he was out maybe knee deep or a little bit more.
Which is like shoulder height to Kim.
I was cracking up.
Yeah,
we and then I almost got knocked down because I was laughing so hard.
Oh, Lord.
At him trying to get up. I still have that video somewhere.
I walked out to one of those like sand docks. Like where, you know, you walk out, it's
sandbar.
Deep. Yeah, sandbar. And something touched my leg and I got out of the hell of the water. I was like, I'm down with the ocean.
Yeah, that's seaweed touching my leg? No,
no, it was something like...
fishy?
Something alive and quite a decent size. Because we went to the public beach and then we went down to the state park, which had like untouched beaches. That's where the nude beaches were. You know, I like to live. And I wasn't nude there, but I went there because no one else was there because there were nude beaches. I'm like, private beach.
Yep.
And then about 10 minutes after I got into the water, I'm like, if there are sharks here, I'm the only thing in the water here.
Oh, you gone.
Yeah, I'm like, and then a large family came with like a whole bunch of little kids and a dad.
To
you know.
A nude beach?
It's nude was optional. Most people were wearing costumes. There were a few like old men that came with their leathery bodies that were nude, but nobody really looked at them. We're like, oh, God, oh, oh. It's hard not to make a face when they walk by, like, ooh.
I always think about the time when we all went to Tennessee and that old man was in the hot tub.
Father Time!
Yes, Father Time!
It's Father Time down there soaking his balls.
We wouldn't get into the pool unless this guy was out of the hot tub, and Josh always called him Father Time.
He was ancient.
He was soaking them joints. Soaking. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Bermuda Triangle. Father Time, Bermuda Triangle. Well, the planes vanish. The rescue plane sent after them. And also, it disappears. And not a single body is ever recovered. Authors like Vincent Gaddis, Charles Berlitz, and Richard Weiner take these cases and weave them into something bigger. A pattern of disappearances stretching back to the 1800s. It was that put the Bermuda Triangle's mystery now set in ink. If you've ever tried to pin down the exact borders of the Bermuda Triangle, good luck. Gaddis's original points were Miami, San Juan, and Bermuda, and later authors stretch it wider. You know all about that, Kim, don't you? Some pull it north, some push it east, and one BBC, that's the British Broadcasting Company, not the kind I like, and program in 1977 even suggest it might reach all the way to the Irish coast. Jesus. The area can be anywhere from 500,000 square miles to nearly 4 million. And here's the catch. When the boundaries change, so do the disappearances that count. This flexibility makes the triangle seem bigger, deadlier, but also harder to prove anything as unusual. So let's slow down. God, you were putting her through the mill with this today. Oh my good Lord. Front and back. Let's slow down and explore three cases that help cement the triangle's reputation. Number one, Flight 19 in 1945. We've touched on it, but the details matter. The training mission was led by an experienced pilot, Lieutenant Charles Taylor. Weather was reported fine, yet Taylor believed his compasses were malfunctioning. He thought they were over the Florida Keys, and in reality, they were far off course over the open Atlantic. Search planes, ships, and hundreds of personnel combed the seas, but not a single trace was found. Ooh, this sounds cool. Number two, the Star Tiger, 1948. Star Tiger! The British passenger plane en route to Bermuda with 31 on board. And weather reports suggested strong winds, but not catastrophic. The pilot radioed a routine message, and minutes later, silence. No wreckage was ever found. Number three, the USS Cyclops in 1918. A massive Navy cargo ship carrying manganese ore from Brazil to Baltimore. It never arrived. And over 300 people vanished. Jesus. No SOS, no debris. Some blamed storms. Others suspected a structural failure. In wartime, there were even whispers of enemy sabotage. I love that word, sabotage. Each story adds a layer to the legend. Strange radio calls, perfect weather suddenly turning bad, in complete lack of wreckage. When you have vanishings like these, and no easy answer, the imagination begins to fill in the gaps. One story points to Atlantis, the mythical city said to have sunk beneath the waves.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Believers say its technology still operates, disrupting compasses or pulling shapes under. The Bimini Road discovery in 1968 is sometimes cited as proof. A series of stone blocks beneath the water in the Bahamas. But geologists say it's just a natural rock formation made of beach rock. Others say the triangle is a portal. A place where the fabric of space and time is thin, allowing ships and planes to slip into nether dimensions. Still, others point skyward, claiming UFOs patrol the region, abducting vessels for reasons unknown. Butt stuff. At least that's what I hope if I ever get abducted. Beam me up! Berlitz himself compiled an entire list of such possibilities. An alien intervention. Wormholes. Forces beyond human comprehension. But none of these have scientific backing. But they've fueled novels, movies, and countless campfire stories. Science offers its own set of answers, though. And they're often just as fascinating. Sorry, the light's really... After a while, I'm like, blue, yeah. Magnetic variations. Compasses don't point to true north. They point to magnetic north, which shifts depending on your location. Navigators know this, but the public, not always. In the triangle, the change is normal, not supernatural. The Gulf Stream, a river within the ocean, flowing at up to 6.5 feet per second. Any disabled vessel or crash debris can be carried far away from its last known position in hours, making recovery nearly impossible. I do know that the Gulf Stream plays a key role in the weather on our planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's diminishing because of climate change. I'm like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
We can't live without that. Human error. Even experienced sailors make fatal mistakes. The ocean is scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
On January 1st, 1958, Harvey Conover sailed into a known storm south of Florida, and his yacht never returned. I love yacht, the way it's spelled, because in my head, every time I say it, yatched. He's yatched. Reminds me of that movie, Showgirls, when she's like, oh, you like my new dress? Thanks, it's Versace.
I don't know that I've ever watched that movie.
I've seen it once, and it's the most traumatizing movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
That's why I know it. I can quote it so well, because it like traumatized me.
What's it about?
It has the lady who played Jesse Katsopoulos on Saved by the Bell, the curly haired white lady. You young, I hate you. I hate you. So young. Well, anybody that knows Jesse Katsopoulos from Saved by the Bell, oh, we're sold. She plays a showgirl, you know, she goes to Las Vegas to be a showgirl the way that like a young actress would go to Hollywood to be an actress, you know. And it's not a bad movie. It's very kind of like the behind the scenes dark side of what these girls do and who they do it with to become a popular showgirl. But it scarred me because I did not know what the R word was before that. S-A-R, forced, you know, all that. I did not know what that was. And I watched that movie because I was like, Jesse Katsopoulos. I watched Saved by the Bell. I'm like 10 or, you know, not very old, around that age. I'm like, I watched Saved by the Bell and I love the feathery costumes on this movie cover. Look, I'm going to rent this.
Oh my God.
I saw boobies. I saw the R word. And I was like, I don't like any of this. This is horrible.
You saying Jesse Katsopoulos makes me think of Full House. Uncle Jesse.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I'm so bad at names. Yeah, is that his name?
Yeah, I think you might be saying the wrong name.
Well, I think her name is Jessie.
Her name was Jessie, but I don't think that was her last name.
Katsopoulos definitely Uncle Jessie.
Same first name, and they were on TV at the same time. That's hilarious. That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, Uncle Jessie.
I've heard of Saved by the Bell, but I've never watched it.
I love John Stamos. Actually, fun fact, my first wet dream was about that actor who plays Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell.
That is a fun fact,
it was
Josh.
Him in the college age.
That's going to be on our next questionnaire when we do.
It should be.
Do a game.
I laugh about it. I'm like, I'll giggle when I think of Zach Morris. Like, good God. Well, I'm glad it was him because the other guy I had a crush on was Josh Groban. Not anymore. He's not aged well, but it still sounds good. Well, other things include hurricanes and downbursts. Before satellite, ships had no warning. In 1986, the Pride of Baltimore sank after a sudden downburst increased wind speeds from 20 to 90 mile per hour in seconds. God.
That is a change.
Jesus Christ. Survivor said it felt like the sea exploded. I've seen videos of like cargo ships and like, you know, the very open sea, and I didn't like fathom that waves could get so like the way they just. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like
so high.
No wonder shit goes
dead on a ship in the middle of the ocean. Absolutely not.
No wonder shit goes missing. And they're like, sorry, we don't know what happened to your package. You know, like, well, look at these containers flying off these ships.
You'll be saying that next time you're on one and it gets taken down by a wave.
And especially, have you seen the documentary Poop Cruise?
Yeah, no.
I ain't going on no cruise. I wasn't before. Now, hell no.
The cruise was fun.
I went on one cruise. Never again.
The only way I will go I'm on telling anything. You,
it was because of the people you were with.
It
you
very well fun. Could have been. But I don't like being on a boat and not being able to see land. I don't yeah. like that. If I can see
put me
land,
on the coast.
If I can see land, I can trick yeah. myself into thinking if something goes down and like the ship sinks, I could probably swim yeah. to land.
There is so much to do on those ships and you're out doing things you don't even think about where
you're at.
I don't
want to do something. I'm more of a put me on the beach yeah. and leave me alone.
Or take me like, to the mountains.
To me, a vacation that's, dude, let's do like that. I like, oh.
I'm not a go, 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 go type of person. Ugh. And it could be because, you know, my dad, when we would go on vacations with dad, it was... We're waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're doing this. No. Doing that. When I think of vacation, I want a good view, a book in my hand.
Yeah, I got you. Uh-huh.
And a chair to lounge in.
Yep, some sun and yeah. some body of water to sit by. Maybe put my feet in a little.
I'm more of a mountain gal myself.
Oh, yeah, I love.
Me too.
I do love the
but
mountains.
But I do love a good beach.
I'm excited for Colorado because yeah. I'm like, ah. Oh. By the time Shane's this on goes vacation out. Now. We're mm-hmm. like, Kim and I are like, we can't get to September quick enough.
Exactly.
You
right.
know, the last I'm time ready. I went on a vacation, and you know, the next time I'll go on a vacation,
gonna who be freaking a minute. Knows? You should do, I know a lot of couples will do
I
that.
I want to do a baby moon.
But yeah.
But I
do a what?
A baby moon.
A little what honeymoon the before the baby comes. Yeah. One and last,
like go,
you know.
Yeah. You go on I like a little that. Vacation. I tried to talk Brady into going to like a beach or something, but he's like, I want to go to the mountains. And I'm like, I always go to the mountains. I love the mountains.
Right.
But anytime I go on vacation, the past like probably 4 or 5 vacations I've been on, they've been to Tennessee. I want to widen right. my horizons.
And when the kid comes, you'll more likely be going to Tennessee before you go
closer.
To.
Yeah. yeah. But I've been so sick. Ugh. I'm afraid like me being in the car for 7 mm-hmm. hours might not be the best idea.
Michigan.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. It ain't salty.
Yeah.
It's close enough for a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, they have some nice places up there that's got beaches and stuff.
Yeah. There. Well, I mean, I lived super close to Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah. You're yeah, yeah, so you're like, I've been there.
I lived close enough. We got lake effect snow.
Oh, God, screw that.
Go to the other one. Go to the other side of Michigan. Go
I've always
Erie.
Wanted to go to the Indiana Dunes.
That's really nice. Yeah. Even hiking and stuff. Mm-hmm. All the hikes are like wooden pathways so mm-hmm. you're not like having to climb a sand dune but yeah oh and a lot of good rock hunting there a lot I found a whole bunch my neck hurt when I got back I was like oh I think I walked the whole time like my face didn't have as much sunburn as the rest because I'm like I'm looking down with my hat on I wonder. Well another theory includes methane hydrates under the seafloor vast deposits of frozen natural gas lie trapped. And in lab tests, bubbles from methane released can sink ships by reducing water density. Jesus. But the U.S. Geological Survey says there's no evidence of major methane eruptions in the Triangle in the last 15,000 years. I know there's a frozen lake in Russia that has just a huge methane buildup underneath
oh, really?
Of it. And as our climate warms up... The ice is melting and it's slowly releasing.
Oh,
but it's dangerous for the people nearby because mm-hmm. if any type of fire source, lightning, you know, any type of spark.
Kaboom.
The whole, like, just in an instant. And it smells like fart.
Mm.
Ooh.
Well, Larry Cush's 1975 book, The Bermuda Triangle Mystery, solved, dismantled many famous cases. In it, he found... Some missing ships reappeared, but those updates never made headlines. Some wrecks were found, but their discovery was left out of later tellings, and many incidents occurred far outside the Triangle. Lloyd's of London, which insures ships worldwide, reports no higher accident rate in the area. The U.S. Coast Guard agrees. The Triangle... Oh, I thought he was going to sneeze. She was doing Sorry. My, I got to sneeze. Hold on. Quit talking. Ah. The Triangle, by their data, I always want to say data,
mm-hmm.
but I'm American, so data. The Triangle, by their data, is more dangerous than any other heavily traveled ocean. If the science is so clear, why does the Bermuda Triangle still fascinate us? Skeptics like Ernest Taves and Barry Singer say it's about the economics of mystery. Stories about alien portals sell better than stories about bad weather. Publishers, filmmakers, and TV networks know this, and boy do they deliver. Benjamin Radford reminds us, just because something is unexplained doesn't mean it's unexplainable. Is that gaslighting?
Maybe.
The Bermuda Triangle is a place where truth and myth mix like fresh water and salt, swirling together. Maybe it's not cursed. Perhaps it's just a stretch of ocean where storms hit hard, currents run fast, and human error meets bad luck. But on a calm night, standing at the rail of a ship in those waters, feeling the wind shift and the stars vanish beneath sudden clouds, you might understand why some believe there's more to it. That was nice, Kim. I like the way you ended that. Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thanks for reading that for me, Josh.
You're welcome. I enjoy. Well, that one, I don't.
It's too much fun listening to him.
It would have been very monotone if I would have done it.
And then the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, that's the way I am, too. That's why I give them to him, because he makes them fun.
It helps when you can hear yourself, because mm-hmm. you can like, ooh, this. But my voice does relax me when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll sit here like, that's why I got to keep adding funny stuff, because I'm like, someone's going to fall asleep at the wheel.
I was yawning.
Right. Don't want to kill nobody. But I've been told I have a relaxing voice when I want to, like I'm doing now. All the old people at the nursing home, babies and puppies, tend to fall asleep when I talk to them.
You know, I bet you can make a load of money. Sometimes when I'm like struggling to fall asleep, I'll just look up on YouTube like somebody reading like Reddit stories. Mm. I bet you can make a shit ton of money reading Reddit stories.
I have plans to do that on my Rotten podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Some with like shitty people, but mm-hmm. others. And then I'm wanting to improve on that from going to reading Reddit stories to when I have a little bit more time to like actually writing them myself. Cause I mm-hmm. listen to a lot of, and I read a lot of like cryptids, legends, tales in the dark stuff. So I'm like, I've always loved that stuff. I can come up with my own.
You could also create your own Reddit thread to where like people that listen to you or whatever could add stuff that they think would be interesting or whatever.
I thought of it, but I'm so bad with social media. I'm like Instagram, Facebook, anything past that, I'm like, I hate it. Because you have to go, like if you have 5 or 6, you're mm-hmm. just going on to post the same thing 5 or 6 times. And I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Especially if one person follows you and everything. They're like, seen it. How many times do I have to see this today? I just don't want to be like...
repetitive.
Yeah. But you have to, so mm-hmm. people see you. Mm-hmm. It's a double-edged sword. I'm bad at selling myself, unless it's for a man. Then I'm really good at it. So good.
All right. Are we ready for our ending today?
Yeah. I've got, join us on Unmasked, because I got some cookies we're going to be trying.
I'm sure the pregnant lady is going to be really
I went on TikTok.
I was
and
looking at them earlier.
I've been trying to do like more viral things, just because if it goes viral, I'm like, let's find out why. Like mm-hmm. we did the Dubai chocolate candy bar I mm-hmm. found.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. I went and got gas the other day at the Speedway right when you get into Wabash, and they had them right by the cash register, but they are $20. Ugh. Yeah.
I've been seeing on TikTok where it's like strawberries and then like the stuff that you put in the Dubai chocolate, ooh, like chocolate drizzle.
Yeah, people are making desserts.
Yeah.
And they got dips. It was good.
When
it was
I tell
crunchy.
You I could probably kill... for one of them strawberry cups with the Dubai chocolate in it. Oh, I probably could.
Oh, it looks so good. It was. I get the hype. Crunchy texture. I love pistachio.
Mm-hmm.
And the chocolate is European chocolate. So it's
mm-hmm.
like
creamy.
It tastes like chocolate, not like that little bit of vomit like ours does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, Hershey.
Not as sweet.
Yeah, not as sweet. You're like, flavor. Who knew?
Yeah, I don't. Chocolate is so sweet to me.
When you're diabetic, you shouldn't be eating it. Quit eating chocolate, Kim.
I don't usually eat chocolate.
Oh, good.
Every now and then, maybe once a day or so.
Oh, I do. I
love chocolate.
I crave it.
like popcorn with some M&Ms mixed in. You get the sweet and the salty.
I put dark chocolate raisinettes with my popcorn. Mm-hmm. I like the chewy sweet with the crunchy salty. Good texture.
I love like trail mix that have raisins in it.
Oh, yeah.
The saltiness with the raisin.
I grab a raisin, a peanut, and an M&M. And the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. I can see her doing that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a dried up banana in there, I love those, too. Oh, well, they're my favorite.
Bananas, I have to be in the mood for a good banana, and it has to have peanut butter with it.
Well, you know me, girl. I'm always in the mood for a banana. But no peanut butter. I try real hard not to get that. Call that pain.
All right, guys, let's wrap this one up so we can move on to Unmasked.
Yeah.
Come visit us at our website, itsmysteryinc.com. There you'll find all of our videos. You'll see our merch store. It's got our t-shirts, all of our good merch, little dicks, Josh's little dicks and necklaces, all that good stuff is on there.
Crystal dicks.
Yeah. Come, make sure you do come and join Patreon. We do all kinds of really cool stuff on there. Sometimes we have different, you know, games or whatever. We give away a lot of stuff. Josh sometimes does cooking videos, so make sure you come and watch that. Like I said earlier, you Patreons that are listening right now, come on to CrimeCon. We're there right now. Come see us. And if not, yeah, we'll see you next year.
We'll be there.
And thanks for joining us today. If you like this episode, share it with a friend, and don't forget to leave us a review.
Au revoir, les Felicias.
Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.